With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You will never always be motivated, which is why you must learn self-discipline. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Mel Robbins talks with us about how to be self-motivated as you work toward achieving your goals. Enjoy.
I just remember feeling this massive sense of despair. And my entire life changed with 1 5-second decision. And now what my job is I teach people around the world the power and the science behind making 5-second decisions. And if you are paying attention, you will start to notice that there's a 5-second window for all of us. There's a 5-second window between the moment that your inner wisdom, your instincts, your second brain, your gut, whatever you want to call it, all of that unique power that's in you that comes from your DNA, that comes from your life experiences, that comes from, you know, everything that you've learned in your life, situational intelligence, all of that, when it speaks to you and tells you to move, to speak, to take some form of action, you only got 5 seconds to move before your mind will talk you out of it.
Right. And you call it the emergency brake, right? Like,
yes. Yeah, so what we do is we tend to pull the emergency brake because your mind is designed to do 3 things. Your mind, by design, does just 3 things. It basically regulates your body to keep you alive. It also, when you're sleeping, half of your mind shuts down and the other half catalogs everything that happened to you today so you can have memories. And the third thing that your mind does is it protects your ass. And the main way that it does that is it does that by magnifying risk. Magnifies any situation or any conversation. And so, you know, what happened for me is I realized, as my life was circling the drain and we're facing bankruptcy and Chris is on the couch, this was not the situation that I wanted. I didn't want my life to end in divorce. I didn't want to be in financial ruin. I didn't want to be depressed. I didn't want to be anxious. And here's the truly screwed up thing. I knew what to do to fix it. See, this is the trap that most of us are in. Most of us know what we could do to change things for the better. And we spend our time and our energy talking ourselves out of doing those things. And the other thing that I convince people of, because this is so true, it's the littlest stuff. The little things make all the difference. And I could spend hours with you explaining the science of confidence and explaining the science of risk and explaining the science behind courage and explaining habit loops and how they get encoded in your brain. You don't need to know any of that because you're not applying for a PhD in psychology. I have done the work, and what I know is that true change comes down to 5-second windows. That moment that you know you need to do something that feels slightly uncomfortable, and your resignation, your excuses, your self-doubt start cranking up in your head, you got to move. You have to move. And so what happened for me is I invented a hack, a brain hack. It's the stupidest thing in the world, and it turns out that it's actually tremendously profound and powerful at a neurological level. And at a scientific and a psychological level, when I invented it, I had no clue what I had invented.
And what was it?
So I called it the 5-second rule because I never intended to talk about it. It was a cheat to beat the alarm clock. Here's how it goes. The alarm rings in the morning. Most of us don't want to get out of bed, right? But we know we should. So I would go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The moment the alarm rang, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just like NASA, what they do, they count down to launch a rocket ship. And the counting backwards kind of shut my mind off. And then suddenly at 1, I would stand up. And I would use this every single morning to get out of bed. And 9 years later, I still use it every single morning to get out of bed. I think some behavior you can learn and automate, other stuff that you don't like doing, you're going to always have to push yourself. That's just how it is. And I noticed two things as I started to use it. I noticed that that window where I'd be lying in bed and I'd have the knowledge that I should get up, but in my body, I wouldn't feel it. And as I lied in bed, and you can try this tomorrow morning, set your alarm early, earlier than you normally do, and watch what happens. The alarm will go off, and your mind knows that you said you would get up. Your mind has that wisdom. Your gut has that wisdom. It's holding on to it, and then it starts to kind of nudge you with a little guilt. And then what'll happen is all of a sudden you'll start talking yourself out of doing the thing you said you would do.
Yeah, it's too cold, or I'm too tired, right. Or...
And it happens in less than 5 seconds. And so what I know is that those are two different parts of your brain going at once. And if you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you interrupt the habit of self-doubt and the habit of talking yourself out of it and shutting down the part of the brain that actually minimizes your power. And you awaken the part of the brain that is active in functional MRIs when you're trying to change. And so all you need to know to change anything is, A, you're never going to feel like it. You're never going to feel ready to start that business. You're never going to feel ready to have that hard conversation. You're never going to feel like getting out of bed. You're never going to feel like it's a good idea to apply for that promotion. We're designed to stay comfortable and safe. So if you know that you're, A, never going to feel like it, and B, that no one's coming, it's up to you. You're not a kid anymore. I'm dead serious about this.
Yeah.
Like so many of you are waiting to be picked. By who? Are you making the most of your life?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, if you pay attention to what you do in 5 second windows. Are you the kind of person that when your instincts come alive and they want to nudge you to go talk to that cute gal across the way or raise your hand in a meeting and share that idea? Are you the kind of person that pushes yourself to step into that? Or do you pull back?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.